வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 27th of January, 1975, in Tokyo, Japan.
Sri Rupam Chastra Jatam. Stars, proves that the temperature is changing, that is rotating. Very fixed up, very timely. How can you say there is no control? How can you say? The animals cannot say, but any human being can say that he is controlled. Otherwise, how things are going on? Like this. There is no controller. Asattam jagadaru anishwaram. What is that mark? Hang on. Jagadahu anishwaram.
The text is.
What does it say?
It says, Asatyam apatishtam te jagadahu anishwaram aparas para sambhutam himanyatkam ahaitukam.
Translation.
They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation and there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust.
They think, the also distinction between asura and asura. The asura will say, there is no control. Anisharam. Isharam means controller. Anisharam means without any controller. Then how it has come into existence, how it is working so nicely. So, they answer it, kama hetukam. Kama hetukam means, just like a man and woman mixed together, then there is sex desire and there is a production of child. There is no question of controlling. It is timely interaction of different elements. This is called kama hetukam. What is that other? Asattam? And other atheists in the dress of very good sannyasi, they say, jagat mithya, mithya. But they say also brahma sattva, they accept brahma. They are not so atheist, at least they accept. Then?
Jagadahu
anishwaram. There is no God. It has come automatically by interaction. But even it is so, how the interaction is taking place, that is intelligence. Interaction, just like acid and alkali, they say oil and caustic soda, these are two chemicals, and mixing them, interaction, the result is so. Accepting this principle, but there must be a mixer, a person who is mixing. Otherwise, how the soap and oil is being mixed? The soap is there, and the oil is there, and the caustic soda is also there. That is material ingredient. But they are not coming together automatically. That is not possible. Where is the evidence? There are so many soap factories, and let them keep oil and caustic soda, and there is no question of labor. Let them become soap. Where is that evidence? But these rascals say like that. Aparasparam sambhutam, interaction of the two things. But where is the interaction of two things unless it is arranged by some third element? Where is the evidence? So these are foolish theories, that there is no God. Things are taking place automatically and things are coming out. These are all foolish things. There is no evidence. Praman, there must be evidence. Otherwise, just like science means simply not to see observation that things are taking place, but experiment. It must be substantiated by experiment. Because theoretically, everyone knows that two chemicals, soda and alkali, mixes together and there is interaction, effervescence. But who is mixing this alkali and acid? There must be. Therefore, the answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti syati sa charatanam. Under my superintendence, there is God. And under God's superintendence, things are coming. Parasya shakti vividaiva syati. He has got many, multi powers and, energies. They are working. It's like in nowadays electronic. You type here A and 1,000 miles away, another typewriter will strike immediately A. Is it not? It is called? What is called?
Telex.
Not telex. Telex is also the same thing.
Teletype.
Yes. You push here A and the other end, the A will immediately strike. There is no need of another person typing. But how it is being done? There is electronic arrangement by higher scientists. Not that ordinary typewriter will not that. Suppose if you take one typewriter at your brother's place and you put it here, will it type there? Why? Because there is no arrangement. There is no arrangement. So these are common sense, but the rascals will not understand that without a touch of the living entity, nothing can be done. The supreme living entity is Krishna. Therefore it is said, Maya dhakshena prakriti syati satcharatam. I am the cause of the material energy working. Parasya shakti vividaiva. There is Parasya Shakti now, who can explain how this flower has come into existence? There is same thing. The energy of Krishna is working. Just like you want to paint one nice flower, so you have to take the brush and the color and you have to endeavor. Not that automatically coming, the beautiful flower. So how do you think this beautiful flower has come automatically? This is foolishness. There is also the brass, the plate, but it is so perfect that just like you cannot see how the other typewriter is typing. You cannot say it is automatically typing. There is arrangement, but this arrangement you do not understand. Therefore you are foolish. You are thinking that this typewriter is typing automatically. It is not automatically. Here the other typewriter is stroking, and there is electric arrangement, and it's time. So you have to understand life. That is Sura. And Asura, they will say, no, there is no God. It is taking automatically, it is going on. This is foolish. So Asura means foolish, first class foolish. That's all. Why it has become so? That is explained here. That they do not know how to behave? Na pichachara, na sattang teshu vidyate. Neither they know what is the actual truth. They are defective themselves. And they are explaining in the defective way. There are so many rascal chemists, they say that the chemical evolution is the cause of life. What is this nonsense? Chemical evolution, you get the chemicals and make experiment and produce life. Then your proposal is all right, that by chemical evolution there is life. So why do you talk foolishly like that? This should be changed. That you are foolish number one. They are trying to obstruct us. Because if everyone becomes Krishna conscious, then they can't cheat anymore. Now, Achyutananda Swami, he went to some place, there is a big sannyasi. Very well known sannyasi. So he went to sell some books if there are some customers. So one of his students, one of his disciples, he canvassed Uchutan. Why didn't you ask some question to Swamiji? He clearly said, I have nothing to question from your side. I know better than him. They actually bring any so-called yogis, samis, incarnation. Our student will challenge him. He doesn't have friends. We have got such a nice book of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, by the arguments and vision in the Bhagavad Gita. We can capture all these askers and nonsense.